At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Kurt Lawton. Kurt, congratulations as the new president for the American Association of Agricultural Editors, or AAEA. So how does it feel to now be in that position?
Well, I'm very humbled and very excited to take the position. We have such a great organization, and I'm really looking forward and excited to bring some new spirit and some new ideas forward, and just get, you know, our organization is really built around all of the great members and the great volunteers that we have. And so being president is just kind of, you know, sometimes it's herding cats, but for the most part we have a lot of really good people. And so that's what I'm excited about, is just to be a part of everyone who is going to help drive this organization forward.
You've been involved and been very supportive of the organization, or you wouldn't have reached this position. So I think, you know, we owe all of those people like yourself who are volunteering to do this a lot for the work you do. Let's look ahead here. Anything as you take over now, have the gavel, that you hope to accomplish or see as priorities for AAEA?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've been a member since 1981, so I've been around a long time. I've spent, you know, a decade as an affiliate member, mm-hmm. Working for PR agencies. I've spent a decade as on the publishing side, and I've also spent a decade as a freelancer. So I really have a pretty good grasp of those kind of things. And what we really want to take a look at going forward is, you know, for the most part, the strategic plan is going to be a big effort. We're going to look at how we can make this great organization better than it is today and continue to move forward.
So I know that right now, if I understood from talking to our outgoing, AAEA is in pretty good shape financially and otherwise, right?
Yes, we've never been in better financial shape. We have made an extreme effort to, and with the work of our sponsors and the work of our committees, we are just in great financial shape.
Mm-hmm. So how about as far as membership itself? You were talking about some of those broad categories, I guess we call it, for the types of members that AAEA has. Do you still see growth opportunities?
Yes, I think there are some very good growth opportunities in some of the communications organizations that we have not given enough outreach to. So we're going to be focusing on that as we strive toward our 100th anniversary in 2020, as we want to get 500 members. So we will always be looking forward to gaining more members, plus giving members more value for this organization.
One of the kind of benefits I look at it as an AAEA member is being a member of IFAJ, International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. I don't know that all AAE members, you know, certainly not all have taken advantage of what that means, being able to go to the annual Congress, which moves country to country. Could you just make a comment about the experience you've had from that and what the value of that is for a member if they want to take a look at going one year?
Being a member of AAEA, of course, like you said, we are also members of the International Federation of Ag Journalists, and I've been fortunate to receive a couple of stipends, which we give out every year for those who apply, so I would highly encourage people to do that. But mostly the reason for doing that, I've been to Japan and Ontario over the years, and just the value of being able to communicate and talk to and get to know journalists from all over the world, as well as take, you know, really good agricultural tours, seminars, and it really just takes agriculture and turns it global. And when you do that, when you travel to do that, it's so exciting and it's very rewarding. So I would highly encourage everyone to do that.
Well, some of us, we have a pretty good group that's going to Scotland this year, are looking for some Scottish beverage rewards for that trip.
Absolutely. And I have been to Scotland before, and I highly recommend taking in the wonderful cuisine they have there, as well as, you know, they have a few single malt scotches that they've developed over the years, as well as maybe some will take advantage of some of the golf there as well.
Right.
So it's just going to be very fun.
Anything else you might want to say to the membership of AAEA about taking over at the helm that we haven't touched on?
Well, I think just the fact that you know, like I said earlier, the association is really values its members and their volunteer efforts. So I would highly recommend anyone who wants to isn't on a committee or wants to get on a different committee to contact me, and we will move this association forward.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Kurt Lawton. He is the new president for AAEA here at Ag Media Summit in Indianapolis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.